things with Christianity. Christianity is never religion, but faith is something. All the religions, the founder of every religion is dead.
Yeah.
But the founder or the originator of Christian religion is alive.
Amen.
Jesus didn't come to give us a religion. He has come for his church.
Amen.
Amen. And the head of the church is alive.
Amen.
He's alive today in session and is reigning and ruling in Jesus' name. I think God can see them. In this next 15 minutes, I want to share with you something, what God has given to us. Let's go through the scriptures, okay? The first one I want to read is, Jesus predicted his second coming of Jesus, his purpose of his coming. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Can you shoot that, please? This is what he said, the background of his. Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi and his disciples were there. And he asked, who do men say I am? And you know the story. Some say, you're John the Baptist, you're one of the old prophet, Jeremiah, Elijah. And they began to say, but Jesus said, who do you say I am? And Peter, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, said this, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Can you verbalize with me? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus responded and said, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood did not reveal this to me, but my Father in heaven. Upon the rock, can we repeat the rock? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this statement, this rock, I will build my church. Jesus said, I'll build my church. In other words, he said, he has come for one purpose. Upon his life, his virgin birth, his life, his suffering on the cross, he was charged, and finally he was charged with two courts. One is a Roman court, and the other one is the religious court. And both of them, the charges that he is, what he claims is he is the Son of God. They want to disapprove that he is not the Son of God, so they charged him to death to death, and he was he's crucified. And the last scene that the world has ever seen was Jesus on the cross, dying, shedding his blood, and finally saying, it is finished. And they took him down from the grave, from the cross, and laid him on Joseph's tomb 3 days and three nights. That the last thing that the world and even the disciples saw Jesus. But Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. The third day after that, we have the story of the resurrection. Jesus, you know, the stone was sealed with the Roman seal. Nobody could break it. On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. He was raised by the Father, because he said the Father has raised him. By himself, because he said, I will destroy this temple in 3 days and three nights. I will rise again by the power of Jesus himself and by the power of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection power that came upon Jesus. He came out of the tomb. And in John chapter 20, we have to say, the first thing he came, 3 days and three nights, is what we call unseen work of God. Same with the unseen work of Jesus Christ. Jesus went, we read the Apostles' script, Jesus went to the lowest part of the hell, took the keys of death and Hades, came back, and he rose again, the resurrected power as a victory. From that power, from that day, there is a release of the greatest power that the world has ever seen. The power of resurrection. The greatest power that we have been released from Jesus' resurrection is the power of the resurrection. From there is an activation of the greatest power. You know, the counterpart of the greatest power of resurrection is the power of prayer. Say with me, power of prayer. The greatest power that we release on the resurrection is the power of the resurrection, and to the Christian, the power of prayer. These are the two greatest power that you have. You have resurrection power, your prayers touch God. You are the most powerful people. When Jesus came out, you remember, I'm just giving you the narration. Jesus came out with his body and the blood, and he came, and the first person he saw was Mary Magdalene. And he said, "Don't cling to me. I will go to my Father, and I will present to the Father, and go and he said, I will present." Jesus went up straight to the heaven, presented his physical body and the blood, and this is what I see. He came back for 40 days and 40 nights, teaching the disciples on the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And Jesus said this. And then the Bible tells us, Jesus, after 40 days and 40 nights, the day became what we call the inauguration. He ascended into heaven. Say with me, ascending into heaven. The ascension of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, resurrection, the ascensions are pillars of the church. Jesus went up to heaven. He was glorified, received, exalted, and he was back to the throne room of God as God. God man. Then he sent the Holy Spirit, and the birthday on the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church. The whole vision of Jesus was the church. The whole vision of the church. Let me make a statement. The death and the suffering of Jesus Christ is the payment for our redemption. Say with me. The death, the suffering,
the suffering
of Jesus Christ
of Jesus
is
Christ.
The payment for it's a payment for our redemption.
Say with me,
it's a payment. That means the payment for Christ, the payment that Jesus gave was his suffering. The resurrection of Jesus is the authority for the church to be birthed.
Amen.
Then there is a payment, there is an authority. The resurrection of Jesus is the authority that the church to be formed. The sending of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is the birth of the church. Can you see with me?
Amen.
Jesus birthed the church in himself. He paid the price. He rose with authority. He went back and sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The church was born. And from that day, Jesus has released the power of resurrection. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is what Jesus said. How is the church was born? Jesus is the head. He sends the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that moves upon the earth of men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And everyone who has been moved by the Holy Spirit will turn to the gospel. Amen. And whoever said, "I believe in Jesus, I repent and come into my life," you are perfect to the church. I want to declare Jesus and the church is one. Share with me,
Jesus
and the church is one.
Amen.
Second declaration, Jesus is the church, Jesus is eternal, so the church is eternal. Say with me,
Jesus is eternal.
The church is eternal. Let me tell you what happened when you are born again. Before a person when is born again, before they are born again, they are dead to trespasses, they are sin, demonic activities, everything is going negative. The day when the man or a woman say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me, come into my life, be my Savior and Lord," I'm just giving you what will happen. The first thing is Jesus come into your life, give you eternal life. Then he says he gives you, you are in Christ, you become connected to God. First Peter tells us you receive the divine nature of God. Say with me, divine nature of God. You have divine nature of God in the moment you receive Christ. Second, you become a new creature. Say with me, a new creature. God reckons the old life is done away and gives you new creature, new life in Christ. Thirdly, the kingdom of life comes into your life. And thirdly, God takes you and make you sit in the heavenly places. It is all found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 onwards. Say with me, divine nature,
divine nature,
new creation,
new creation,
I'm a new creation. Say, new creation. Kingdom of light has come upon me. I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Far above principalities is because of the death, burial, resurrection. So Jesus birthed the church. Jesus wants the church. He never formed a religion. He is a church and is looking for the extension of the kingdom of God. What is the church? Say with me, what is the church? Let me give you a definition. A group of people who have received Jesus Christ. Say with me, a group of people who have received Jesus Christ. In your spirit and in your soul, there's eternity, eternal life. While their body is still mortal and they are walking, waiting for the resurrection of the dead. In other words, inside you, your spirit is eternal. Inside you, your soul is eternal. This flesh is made from earthly material, is mortal. Say with me, mortal. Mortal means death, doomed, best to die. You are entering into this earth in the door of birth. You have to exit in the door of death. When the day when you die, please listen to me. Because you are born again, because you are saved, the day of your time is over. When the day when you leave the die, what happens? Your spirit and your soul comes up from your physical body. The first person that you will meet is your guardian angel. Your guardian angel, you can't see that there's a guardian angel. This guardian angel will take you to paradise. Say with me, paradise. Praise for all the saints. Why he goes to paradise? Because we are waiting for something else. I'll tell you this. Your spirit and your soul goes up to be in heaven. While your earthly body goes and we have a funeral service, and this is what normally the minister will say. This is called the cremito. We take the soil and say, I now pronounce you dust to dust, earth to earth, dust to dust, earth to earth, dust to dust. And thou shalt return on the day of resurrection. I now commit the body of so and so, earth to earth, dust to dust, in sure return of resurrection on the last day. In other words, your body lies in it. Because you have accepted the Lord, you have eternal life, you have resurrection life in your spirit, in your soul. The body that I have also had an effect, but because it's death doom, it dies and decays and goes away. It goes up, but the seat of the body is still here. The resurrection of your life, or the resurrection power of your life. Someone said this, when I die, cremate my body, take a plane and throw the ashes to the seven seas. On the day of resurrection, I will come back again. This is the power of resurrection. The body goes off. You go up to be in heaven, incomplete. Your spirit and your soul, there's no body. This is my opinion. God gives you a temporary body so that you can be recognized. What are we in heaven? Waiting for the day of resurrection. Say with me, waiting for the day of resurrection. Christ and his church will come on the day of resurrection. We call it rapture. The first thing, Christ will come with his angel, and the first thing, he will make a shout. Say with me, a shout. The dead in Christ will hear the sound because of your resurrection power. Your body has been decomposed or cremated all somewhere, and everything is there. Suddenly will pick up the resurrection's body and put back the same body as I'm living, but this time is immortal. Say with me, immortal.
Immortal.
Cannot die. And your body and your spirit, soul, and you'll be a total, complete person on the day of rapture. This is our hope. And then God will take us to the judgment seat of Christ, and we all will enter the new heavens and the new earth all at the same time. Amen. Amen. So the paradise is actually waiting for the day of resurrection. Because you have resurrected power, your body, the seed of the body begins to hear, and you'll be once again be a complete person. One question is asked, how old will the person look like? Our pointer is Jesus. Jesus died at the age of 33. I believe everyone will be resurrected, will look 33 years and younger. Hello? This is resurrection hope.
Yeah.
I will turn 33. You will turn 33 and younger. This is our hope when we have the resurrection of the day. The day, that's our hope. And I want to comfort all those who have lost their spouse, families. We have natural grief. We have pain because of the parting. But I want to tell you, let the resurrection power be stronger than your grief. You will come back again and meet them on the resurrection day, and we will be in paradise, we will be in heaven together. We will meet again. We will never meet. It's only a small time, but we'll be back again. Okay, I've conducted a number of or some of your spouses or people's funeral. I know the grief, the moment you have, but all I want to say, comfort you, is we will be back again. We will be united. We will be united because of the resurrection power of God. Resurrection power of God, God, remind us. From the day when Jesus was resurrected and came up from the tomb and came, I told you the greatest power of resurrection that will be released. And the power that will be released from prayer. Your prayer is heard. Don't let the devil undermine your prayer. When you say, Father in heaven, God hears because of the resurrected power in you and it comes out. Prayer is the most powerful power as counterpart for resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to share with you three things that the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives you. I'm not going to read the scripture, but I'm going to reignite the story. Jesus told us in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 11. Can you put John chapter 11, verse 23? I want you to verbalize with me. This is what Jesus said to Lazarus' sisters. And this is what, read with me. I am the
resurrection.
Okay. And Jesus said to her, that is, your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection. Put that there. Okay. Verbalize with me. This is important. Jesus is prophesying what he's going to do. Number one. Okay. Oh, one, two, three. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he may die, shall live. Okay. Jesus prophesied the resurrected life. And now after his death, burial, resurrection and coming out, the resurrection life is in you. You will never die. I am the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. And he who believes in me shall not lie. Will not die. Resurrection life is in you. You will not die. Eternal life. Number one, the first thing, what this resurrection life will take place in you or affecting you today is, number one, your salvation. Your eternal salvation and eternal life is sealed forever. Your eternal salvation and eternal life is sealed forever. Jesus becomes your resurrection, becomes your life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus didn't come to give you a religious teaching. He has come to give you life. Say with me, I have received life.
I have received
eternal life.
And
also your eternal salvation. In Romans, it says, if you confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and then it says, if you confess that He is risen from the dead, you are saved. One, you believe Jesus, another one, you confess or you declare that He is risen from the dead, your salvation is sealed. Your salvation is sealed. Amen. Are you with me? The first thing is your salvation and your redemption is sealed. The second aspect of fact in your life and my life is this. God gives you the power. Okay, God gives you. Let me read again. God gives you the power that breaks death. Resurrection power breaks the power of the grave.
Amen.
Resurrection power breaks the power of death and grave. Grave could not hold you. And I mentioned this. The moment when you die, you go up to be with the Lord in spirit and your soul. Your body will be resurrected on the day, and so there is eternal salvation. Nothing can stop. So there is a power that breaks the power of death. Each time when you speak resurrection life, the power of death is reduced. After shortly, I will conclude by saying that resurrection life, all sickness and diseases have to bow, because the power of death is reduced. Power of sin is reduced. And so that is what the second thing that takes place. You do not have to fear death. Death is only a changing of address. Amen? Changing of address. Say with me, changing of address.
Changing.
The change of address. Absent in the body, present with the Lord. And we will be together. And the last one that Jesus gave to you and to me, resurrection life, is authority. Authority, say with me, authority. Over Satan, over the circumstances, over your problem and your trials and difficulties. Let me explain to you this. Jesus said, all power and authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. I give it to you. First one is go and preach the gospel. Second, he says you have power over all the demonic activity and the power to bring procreation or the extension of the kingdom of God. What this means is this. Before you were born again, say before I was born again, you were a child of the devil. Did you know that? Did you know Satan and the demons were attacking you? Did you know that the sins of the forefathers was operating on you? Did you know that? Familiar spirits are there. The moment when you accept Christ, you are born again. The first thing the Lord did was to dislodge all the familiar spirits and the works of the devil. You are born again. You have Zoe life. Amen? Okay? Are you with me? I want you to know that once you are born again, the Holy Spirit comes and fills you. Especially when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are there. The Holy Spirit, God in the form of the Holy Spirit, is there. You have new life, the life of Christ, you have the Holy Spirit, you have the power to pray in the Spirit. Satan cannot come near you. He cannot attack you. Your spirit can never be demonized or demon-possessed. He has no place. But however, because of ignorance and deception, this familiar spirit knows your mood swings, knows your ups and downs, comes and deceives you and oppresses you. Are you with me? That is why the battle is of the mind. He comes and oppresses you. If you can change your thought and put it on the death, burial, resurrection, you'll be delivered. The resurrection power of God gives you authority for you in your prayer and your word. Satan, I will not serve you. God of my life. Some of your sicknesses and diseases are demon possessed, are demonized. I believe cancer is an evil spirit of death. I believe some of the sickness and disease, the torment, the sleepless night that you're going through, are demonized to attack you because of your ignorance. I want to say with you, the resurrection power of God is given you authority all the days of your life. And Satan commands Satan, I will not serve you, do not deserve me. I belong to God, I'm a child of God. I'm born of God. Resurrection life. Amen. Resurrection life. God gives you the resurrection life to preach the gospel. You see, preaching the gospel and bringing people to the Lord is to break the cut off the power of death. People without Jesus Christ are lost. There's no salvation apart from Jesus. Satan will try to deceive you and make you an atheist so that you won't be responsible. So when you die, you're not responsible to anything and you go to hell. The gospel is the answer. The resurrected power, when you say, can I pray for you? Can I help you? Can I lead you to the Lord? Can you speak? Authority comes to lead people salvation. Amen. Demon powers are, demonic realms are destroyed. You can take authority. Take charge of your circumstances. Say, take charge of your circumstances and speak resurrection life. In Jesus' name, you can extend the kingdom of God. So number one, the moment you have this, the first thing that God gives you is eternal life. Second, He gives you breaking the power of death. Thirdly, God gives you authority over demonic forces and the powers of your problem and give you victory in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is resurrection life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That the day when Jesus comes, there is a release of resurrection life.
Yeah.
I want to speak resurrection life to various things.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. If you are struggling with something or somebody or something that you can't contain, I want to speak resurrection life is going to break the demonic realm. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare and decree resurrection life. Resurrection life. In the name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life from God's death. I cancel the assignment of death. I cancel the assignment of the demonic attack. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, from demonic power, in the name of Jesus, by the resurrected power, take off your hand from death. Be healed. Every sickness and diseases, all attacks and oppression, I cancel the assignment. Jesus said, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, receive your miracle, be healed. Every oppression of fear, and every oppression of fear and fear, gone in Jesus' name. Sleepless night, gone in Jesus' name. I demolish you, and I put the life of Jesus, the rest of Jesus into your mind. And the emotions of people.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, I reverse the curse of evil.
Yeah.
I reverse the curses that is taking place in your emotions. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Resurrect to life. Be healed. 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 On this day, be healed. And you get whole. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
The most powerful force that's operating is resurrection life. It is expressing prayer. The most powerful force of resurrection is expressed in your prayer. Amen. Two forces. Just meditate on it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay, shall we sing one song? One song, and we come close. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to my time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good. He's alive. Thank you, Lord. He's alive. He's alive. Say to your neighbor,
he's alive.
Say, I hope. You know, if you ask me, give me a caption for this Easter break. I said, resurrection means hope. Hope in every area. Because our Savior is alive. The head of the church is alive. We have eternity in our life, secure. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
hospitality can go ahead and begin. For those who are usually involved in packing up equipment, can you assist the team in just helping pack up? We probably want to pack up as soon as we can, so at least some of us can also get some food too. Okay, thank you very much.